Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
What a week. So we do that interview with the FBI whistleblower. So good, we cut it over two parts for Thursday and Friday. It goes totally viral. Millions and millions of views. Finally, people coming forward. Patriots, I knew were there. I knew it. I knew it in my heart. I knew they were there. And our whistleblower says that there are more whistleblowers out there, one of them whom I've been in contact with as well. I knew it. I knew they weren't going to all allow this place to go downhill, the FBI, quick and start targeting Americans without some people speaking out. I knew it. So we had that, rang the bell to NASDAQ, went to the Auburn game, which was an Auburn football game, which was amazing. Had a blast, folks, this week. A lot to cover. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Folks, stand up to big tech. Stop letting them spy on what you do online. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. I've got that. I've got a lot more to cover, including another update about the whistleblower. He came on my Fox show. Kyle Serafin is his name, on Saturday night, and the FBI is not backing down at all off their totalitarian stance lately, and they are doubling down. A lot to get to today on a Monday. As I said, today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. When did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic right? What's playing out right now with big tech companies and social media sites is a dangerous precedent. Look, doesn't matter what your politics are or who you voted for, everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech monopoly is instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against big tech's control of the internet, I use ExpressVPN. Free-to-access tech giants make all their money by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, then selling it off to others. When you use ExpressVPN on your computer or phone, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. The app ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cybercriminals. It takes just one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Business Insider and the Bongino household too. Visit expressvpn.com/Bongino to get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. All right, Joe, let's go. Everybody's like dusting off after Thursday, Friday, because we had taped that interview a little earlier in the week. We haven't been off the air, and I wasn't on the radio either for that long in like forever. So Guy's stretching out. You got to see Guy this morning. I'm like, Guy, you ready? I'm like, Joe gives me a countdown, 3, 2, 1, go. I'm like, wait, Guy's doing his thing. Guy's like, no, I'm ready. Guy's doing yoga. Joe's like, whoa, yawning. Like, wait, Guy, we just got up 5 minutes ago. We are not used to being away from you all for this long, but that interview was worth a two-parter. I based on the numbers, I think we're at nearly 500,000 video alone views on Rumble. It's clear that that interview left a mark, and I can tell by the FBI response that they're freaking out. Now, here, the upside is Patriots are coming forward and have had enough of the FBI's abuses and weaponizing themselves, turning into a political bouncer for the Democrats rather than a law enforcement organization. The interview was incredible. There were a lot of things we said in there, but if you thought they were going to back down, you're wrong. You're wrong. The only thing that is going to stop the FBI from doing what they're doing now, which has become full-time activists and bouncers, and in many cases, thugs for the Democrat Party, is imposing real material losses on them. Fire everyone involved in this stuff. Everyone, no excuses. Disband the entity. It is the only way at this point. Disband it. Take the funding, bump up the funding, give it to other federal entities, take the agents who are loyal to the cause, dispatch them amongst the other federal agencies, break up the mission, give it to other agencies and see if they can do the job. The FBI can't. Totally, completely incompetent on this front. What do I mean? You think they're remotely interested in reform? I'm sitting there this weekend. Again, it'd been a few days since I've been on the air due to the taping of the show. You know, we're up in New York, we're in Alabama this weekend. Paul and I are all over the place. We're in like 3 states in one day at one point, right? They are not remotely interested in reform. Look at this story, LifeSite News. Yes, this actually happened. Patrick Delaney, BMI newsletter. FBI raids the home of a Catholic pro-life speaker and author with guns drawn as his terrified kids watch. Joe, that doesn't sound to me like they're interested in reform.
Yeah.
That sounds to me like the double-barreled, not family-friendly middle finger. They don't care. They don't care about reform. They care very much about political targeting. Folks, they like, I wrote this down to make sure I didn't lose this thought. They love their new political role as bouncers for the left. They see themselves as being safe from the cancel wars, right? Because leftists love it when the FBI acts as enforcers for them, so they're not going to cancel them. And they love the fact that they can kiss the ass of the left, seeing them as they as a perpetual political party that's going to back them up as long as they serve as thugs and bouncers for them. They're not interested in reform at all. Christopher Wray is all in on the targeting of the conservative, libertarian, Republican movement in the United States. He's all in, the FBI director. He does not give a... I mouthed that out. He doesn't care what you think. Merrick Garland is entirely 100% wedded, walking down the aisle with the liberal kook communist lunatics on weaponizing these departments to attack Americans. Look at this. Mark Houck is the pro-life speaker's name. He's Catholic too, Joe. So that's two big check marks against him. Catholic and pro-life, bro. You better, I'm telling you right now, you better have cameras at your house. It's only a matter of time for the FBI comes knocking on your door too. I mean, next thing you know, you'll show up at a Trump rally and forget it. You'll have Merrick Garland personally execute that warrant. Sniveling little buffoon. They note that the warrant they charge this pro-life speaker with violating the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act due to a claimed attack of a patient escort at an abortion clinic, which is fascinating because this charge comes from an incident that had already been thrown out by the district court in Philadelphia, but was somehow picked up by Merrick Garland's Department of Justice. And again, the FBI playing along again. This is not a serious law enforcement entity. Folks, what else do you need to hear? Key, if I go to, just stop me because I know I please. Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. Give me another minute. What else do you need to hear? I don't say this in a condescending way to the conservatives who are like, what do you mean, Dan? We're with you. You don't have to lecture. I'm not lecturing you. To the swampy Republicans, some of whom listen to my show, and some Democrats, I do because I Democrats as well, because I get your messages. Some of them are particularly nasty. What else do you need to hear? Oh, Dan, they're just enforcing the law in an even-handed manner. Really? Hey, Joe, do you remember all those arrests of all those people who, after the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe, remember all those arrests and perp walks for the people who attacked abortion clinics? Remember that we played them on the show? Remember that video?
What?
Wait. Joe's a little... Go to your library. You have a library of these countries. Joe's like, what the... are you talking about? Because there are none.
No!
There are none. No! There are none. Zero. Donut. Goose egg. What about all the arrests, Joe? The perp walks of the people who... showed up at Amy Coney Barrett's house and Kavanaugh's house. Do you have that in the library?
I can't find that.
He can't find it. Do you have a search function or anything like that? Come on, man. Get with the time. The guy's just not tech savvy. He's an old radio guy. He just can't keep up with the technology. Come on. Get the freaking search button, bro. The answer is because...
No, none.
Yeah, of course it's not there.
Holy
of course
crap.
He can search. Joe's actually pretty tech savvy.
No. So.
But it's not there because we don't freaking have it. So tell me again how graffiti, firebombs, breaking windows, gluing door locks at pregnancy centers, crisis pregnancy centers, right? I'm sorry if I said, if I misstepped in the beginning, I said abortion clinics, at pregnancy centers and pro-life institutions. Tell me how doing that and not finding a single person, you don't have a fingerprint, you don't have DNA, you don't have video, because the FBI and DOJ are not serious law enforcement entities, period. The only way you're going to stop this is by voting right. Again, I'm not suggesting the election's going to change everything or that Republicans are the solution to all your problems. I'm simply telling you the Democrats, the DOJ, and the FBI are the cause of all your problems. So I'll take my chances with the one side, the Republicans, that at least have a few people, not all, that understand the depth of the problem. I'll take my chances. The world isn't full of easy solutions, just marginal ones. What's amazing about the arrest warrant against this guy, Mark Houck, is that, folks, they could have just sent this guy's attorney a letter or communicated with the attorney for a voluntary turn-in. How many times do I have to explain this? I was a federal agent. This is why I'm so bitter at the new thug FBI we have. When you have a defendant who you reasonably believe is going to cooperate, where's this guy going to go, folks? He's a public figure and a pro-life author. You think he's going to flee the country to Siberia? You call up the attorney. You tell the attorney, hey, let's arrange a time for a voluntary turn-in. It works for everyone. The U.S. Marshals and their office that process people when they're taken in, you have to go get processed, get fingerprinted, and you'll sit in a cell for a little bit before your initial appearance. I did it. I know how it works. Folks, the marshals don't want to process people after hours. The magistrate doesn't want to do an initial appearance after hours. They work 9 to 5 like everyone else. They have people working after hours, but they don't want that. They want it during normal business hours. So what you typically do is you schedule a Monday or Tuesday morning surrender at the FBI office. The lawyer brings the guy in. Boom, it's done. Why wouldn't you do that here? Because they wanted to do this. They wanted to intimidate the guy with guns at the house because that's what they do. It's the new thugocracy. I got another story about that coming up at the end of the show today. Another FBI whistleblower coming forward to speak about the abuse of SWAT teams. This is what we live in, the thugocracy. By the way, I want when the Republicans, just a note, when the Republicans hopefully get back in power and take back the House and take over chairmanships, I'm not too confident about the Senate. I got Adam Laxalt on my radio show later running in Nevada, so we'll see how that works out. Folks, I want the emails between pro-abortion groups and anyone in the White House or DOJ. Did they push this? Did they push the arrest of this guy? We've seen no arrests for the attack at the Supreme Court Justice's house. We've seen no arrests for the attack on crisis pregnancy centers and pro-life centers. None. None. But you speak out for life, you find yourself at the end of the barrel of an FBI gun. Again? Everyone needs to be fired. The entity must be disbanded. There is no other way. They have shown no capacity for remorse, reform, anything. Here, are you under investigation too, in case you missed it? Most of you have seen the interview for, Thursday and Friday, part one and part two of the FBI whistleblower on this channel. I want to play just a small bit of the same FBI whistleblower who came back after the interview. So we taped that interview. What did we tape it, Guy, on Wednesday? Do you remember? Tuesday. Things happened between that and the airing of my show Saturday night on Fox. Here is I think, the most damning part of the whole interview, where he speaks out about how they are not going to stop. They are weaponizing the entity against you. Here's FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin. Take a listen.
They were blatantly targeting what I would call First Amendment protected rights. It's like somebody attended a rally at the sitting U.S. president was speaking at. And that's not our purview. And if there's not any further information or allegation of a criminal act, and there wasn't for most of these things, there's no reason for an FBI agent to come and knock on your door. But so many people are trying to go along to get along and keep that paycheck and work towards the pension eventually that a lot of people went out and knocked on doors and a lot of people self-incriminated and ended up in very bad situations under federal prosecution for something as simple as misdemeanors.
This is shocking. Kyle, I got about a minute left, but did the FBI do the same thing with the Antifa and BLM riots where they vigorously investigated every lead for everyone who burned an American city down? Or was it just turn in your MAGA neighbor week after January 6th?
Yeah, I think you're right. So I saw a lot of things. I was in Portland during the 100 days of riots. I was doing a low visibility surveillance. I was at St. John's Church the day after it was burned. And there was no aggressive push in the same way. There was a do something attitude, but that something wasn't criminal prosecution. And it certainly wasn't throwing hundreds of people into the largest investigation the FBI's ever done.
Kyle Serafin, I can't thank you enough for speaking out. I knew you guys were out there and I knew it was just a matter of time, but you got a lot of guts putting your face and your name to this. You're doing a service on behalf of the American people. And from the bottom of my cracked and broken heart sometimes, thank you very much. Folks, the whole idea behind justice in a constitutional republic, it's not melodramatic or hyperbolic to say that justice is supposed to be blind. In other words, we investigate crimes in search of people. The people's politics should have no role in it whatsoever. Someone gets mugged, you don't say, oh, well, he got mugged by a Democrat, so we're going to let him go. And then if he gets mugged by a Republican, like, well, charge him with murder. Well, they didn't murder him. He mugged him. Doesn't matter. He's a Republican. That's not the way justice works. You know, firebomb a pro-life center, no investigation. you know, get into a scuffle with a guy who's yelling at your son at an abortion clinic while you protest in favor of life, in life over death, find yourself with guns drawn at the FBI, with the FBI at your door. Folks, that's bullshit, and you know it. Find yourself in an Antifa BLM riot burning down a courthouse in Oregon. Where are the arrests there? The answer, nowhere. Nowhere. Find yourself on a surveillance team and just give everybody a look-see. Any effort is to say you did something. January 6th, throw grandma in jail. And by the way, he said something key there. Did you catch it? It's the reason I played this cut. Folks, they will look for any reason to knock on your door, the FBI. Did you hear what he said? Did you guys catch it, Kyle? When he said a lot of people self-incriminated? I should have cut that little part out and thrown it in afterwards. That is so important. They will look for any reason to knock on your door. Hey, we're the FBI. We just want to talk. What's your answer? Not interested. You have no constitutional obligation whatsoever to tell them a damn thing but your name. Do not talk. Why would you talk? A lot of people talk. What are you explaining away? Your politics? Listen, I'm sorry. The tone of this is wrong. I don't mean to sound... I'm just angry, and I'm sorry. I don't mean... I really, sincerely, I mean it. I don't mean to sound... I came off like a jerk and condescending. I'm just desperately, as someone who's seen the other side of this with the badge and the gun, folks, I'm sorry that we're at the point where I have to tell you not to talk to the FBI if you are a Republican. I really am sorry. I'm regretful. I wish it wasn't this way, but it is. I'm dealing with the world as it is, not as it should be. Do not open your mouth. There is no reason. If they do not have a warrant, just talk on your Ring doorbell, whatever you have. Who is it, FBI? You got a warrant? Have a nice day. Can't believe I'm saying this. The guy was an investigator myself. It's the only way. Do you hear what he said? A lot of people incriminated themselves for no reason. The FBI looking for a reason to knock on their door.
I don't think you were being condescending, by the way, because most people will, they'll be intimidated and they'll
But Joe, you've known me, but you've known me a long time and you've long time, longer than most. I think professionally the longest of all the producers and people I work with. And as Joe knows, there's two separate wings of our audience I'm talking to. It's the Democrats and swampy Republicans who listen because they send nasty grams. And then it's the loyal conservatives. And I'm sometimes I'm talking to the former, and the latter I would assume would be annoyed. So I appreciate you clearing that up.
Yeah, man.
But I'm so passionate about this. I'm really trying to protect you. We do not live with a serious law enforcement entity anymore at the FBI. Here's Kyle doubling down, by the way, because Kyle's not backing down at all. Washington Times. They want him to fly to D.C., by the way, the whistleblower, Kyle, on his own dime, because now all of a sudden they want him to give some kind of statement about it. They're going to come after him for everything now, because that's who they are, the FBI. Christopher Wray is a jerk. He just is. And he's a totalitarian jerk, which makes it even a lot of people who are jerks are at least decent legislators or running agencies. Not Wray. Washington Times, FBI whistleblower. Counterterrorism cases against alleged right-wing extremists are mostly entrapment. I'm going to get to this in a second. I'm going to take a quick break. But this is why, again, for the fifth or sixth time, do not say anything. Anything. Are you Dan Bongino? Yes. Who are you? FBI. You got to warn him. Have a nice day. Thank you. All right. All the bad news making your ears hurt lately. Well, did you know 9 out of 10 people still buy hearing aids from clinics and pay $5,000 plus, even though much more affordable options exist? Don't waste money. That's why you got to check out MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered rechargeable hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. MD Hearing Aid's Volt Plus model, costs over 80% less than clinic hearing aids. MD Hearing Aid was founded by an ENT surgeon who saw how many of his patients needed hearing aids but couldn't afford them. He made it his mission to develop a high-quality hearing aid that anyone could afford. My dad uses them. He loves them. MD Hearing Aid has brought affordable hearing, to over 600,000 satisfied customers. Plus, they offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Like I said, my dad loves it. Great quality, super easy to use. So get clinic level care for 80% less with MD Hearing Aid. Go to mdhearingaid.com/Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, and use promo code Bongino to get their new buy one, get one. $149.99 each when you buy a pair deal. That's a great deal. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case of $100 value just for listeners of the Dan Bongino Show. Head on over today, mdhearingaid.com/Bongino. Use promo code Bongino. Get their new buy one, get one, $149.99 each when you buy a pair deal. Thanks, MD Hearing Aid. We appreciate it. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle that you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. So getting back to the piece. Why don't you answer when they knock on the door and tell them to go get a warrant? Because they'll entrap you. That's what they want. Here's Kyle talking to Kerry Pickett, The Washington Times, an article you have to read. Bongino.com/newsletter is where you go to get on my newsletter. It's right there. It's free. Subscribe. I'll send it right to you. Here's what he said right here. He's talking about how the FBI has made politics their goal. I'll get to this too in a second, how they prioritize cases. Politics number one, law enforcement number 27.6. So the FBI needs white supremacy cases. Why? Because the FBI is kissing the ass, lips to the ass of Joe Biden, who wants you to believe he's going to protect you against evil, racist, white Republicans. So in order to do that, he has to make you believe that the country is densely populated by racist white Republicans. Joe, what happened? Here comes the FBI. Oh, look, we'll find you some white racists. Don't you worry.
Oh.
So Kyle told Kerry Pickett that number one, talking about problems, is that the demand for white supremacy vastly outstrips the supply of white supremacy. He discusses this at length in our podcast interview, too. He notes, number two, the FBI's playbook when it comes to counterterrorism investigations is always and unequivocally morally equivalent to entrapment, even if there's a legal definition that allows them to skirt that, Kyle Serafin said. This is the important part. They show up at your house because you like some, I don't know, a QAnon post, or you like something that was posted on some website. That's none of their business. You're allowed to like whatever you want in a free speech country. You can like or retweet whatever you like, as long as you're not threatening anyone with violence or breaking the law. You want to send out an article from Mongino.com, Gateway, InfoWars? That's your business. Is the FBI doing at your door? Say nothing. Because then, as Serafin said, they're going to entrap you. They're going to get you to talk and talk and talk, and then they're going to pop a counterterrorism investigation on you, and you're going to have a case file open forever. Again, I don't want to repeat the Thursday, Friday interview segment with him because most of you saw it, but if you didn't, I want you to hone in on the part where Kyle talks about counterterrorism investigations, I believe in part one. How it's not a criminal investigation, folks. Once you start talking and they open a counterterrorism investigation against you, the criminal investigation has to be closed out eventually. There are statutes of limitations. They'd have to charge you. Counterterrorism investigations, they'll investigate you forever, man. He talks about paper in the file. They'll just keep investigating and investigating. These people will never stop. You're like, Dan, that only happens in the third world. No, it doesn't. It's happening here. Here. We're living in the third world. We're fired up today. It's been a while. Here, you want to hear this? Is how they prioritize investigations. If this doesn't sound political, I don't know what is. Third, Serafin noted, the FBI has no objective metric on how to prioritize investigations. He says there's an entirely ridiculous internal process for determining every single national priority. The priorities are known as band level threats. Each field office individually assesses the threats in its jurisdiction or area of responsibility. He said the number three top threat for the Albuquerque field office, which he was in, which covers the entire state of New Mexico, by the way, is violence at abortion clinics. Really? That's the number three threat? So Albuquerque, fentanyl, child sex trafficking, terrorism, the drug trade, counterfeit currency, gang violence. No. Joe, all of those, no. Subordinate those violence at abortion clinics. Does that sound political? You be the judge. The entity must be disbanded. Please stop dicking around with this. We have to say there's good people at the FBI. There are, obviously. We just spoke to Kyle. Friend of mine says there's hundreds more looking to speak out. There are obviously good people. I work with them. The entity is finished. Take the good people. They still have their 1811. Move them over to other entities. DEA, you have tons of entities out there. Secret Service, others. FBI is finished. You're like, this story can't possibly get any worse. It does. It does. He was a little nervous about the show today. He's like, man, this is a lot of bad news and a lot of stupid for one show. It is. But you're better for it now that you know, because there's 40 plus days to an election where you can at least stop the bleeding. Please, he's like this. He's like, please help. Please. We need some good news, man. We do. The good news is people are speaking out. I knew this stuff wasn't going to last forever. Here's another story. Newsletter. Read it, please. This is a different FBI whistleblower. A guy by the name of Steve Friend. We're going to try to talk to as well. FBI whistleblower says SWAT teams are being misused. January 6th defendants' rights have been trampled. He's now suspended too. Like I told you, FBI's, they're doubling down on tyranny. He says he and others are being listed as affiants on search and arrest warrant affidavits for subjects whom they've never investigated or even interviewed. The agent's name is being put on a search warrant. They've never interviewed or investigated them. Steve Friend is his name. Folks, there are patriots there. They're here. This isn't Kyle. This is another guy. Steve Friend said one of his many concerns that the FBI is using SWAT teams to arrest January 6th defendants facing misdemeanor charges, violating the FBI's DIOG, the Domestic Investigations and Operations Guide, and creating an unsafe encounter. This is pissing me off, this story. Sounds exactly like what happened to the pro-life guy in the first story. Ladies and gentlemen, the FBI's own Investigations and Operation Guide, their own manual for how they should operate, specifically prohibits the abuse of SWAT teams for political reasons. You use a SWAT team when you believe there's a serious potential. The way we used to say it is when people need help, they call the cops. When the cops need help, they call SWAT. Right? Or ESU in New York, or CAT in the Secret Service. They all have different names. SWAT was an LAPD name. But everybody associates it with Special Weapons and Tactics Teams. You're telling me January 6th defendants, people being arrested for federal misdemeanors like trespassing, need a freaking SWAT team? This is clearly being done to scare you because, as I've said to you repeatedly, the tyrant totalitarian communist, his weapon is fear. That's their coin of the realm. That's what they traded. The only way to enforce top-down authoritarianism and keep the beach ball of freedom underwater is to scare you. That's obvious, isn't it? Fear. They traffic in fear. And Christopher Wray is a fear merchant. He is a corrupt fear merchant, and so is Merrick Garland. Now, a couple more things. I was not on a SWAT team. Let me be crystal clear about that. However, I have a lot of experience, family members and others, and we did some, you know, training with folks, and I spend a lot of time in our training center on tactics like this. Folks, you never want to escalate a force situation if you don't have to. As I said in the beginning with the pro-life individual who had FBI guns at his door for being pro-life and a conservative. That's why they were there. Spare me the bull. You made the face act. Get out of here. Sit in the corner and shut up. Stupid libs. I can't take you today. Sit in the corner and shut your pie hole. And don't say anything dumb for the rest of the show. We've got our dumb meter's been reached. He's like, oh boy, where's this going to go? He's like already cutting the clips for later. You do not escalate a situation. If you have a client who's got a lawyer and you reach out to the lawyer as an agent or as an AUSA, Assistant United States Attorney for the Government, and the defendant's lawyer says he wants to turn himself in, you don't show up with a freaking SWAT team. You have him show up to the FBI office. You pat him down. You bring him inside with his attorney. You do the paperwork and you process him. Is this hard? If the man or woman has no history of violence whatsoever, you don't show up at his door with a bunch of SWAT team guys scaring the hell out of the neighbors and possibly incentivizing the guy to react differently. I mean, is any of this complicated? You're escalating the situation unnecessarily. Now the guy doesn't know who's at his door. He thinks it's like some foreign invasion force. They're sitting there with, rifles and blacked out gear kicking in the door. You could have just knocked and said, hey, come out. He would have said, okay. Weaponizing SWAT teams. Holy Moses. Here, I'll leave you with a little bit of good news. Let me take another quick break here, but I'll leave you with, again, some good news. I want always at the end of these segments. I'm really trying. I'm telling you, there is a growing, flowering movement of people inside the FBI or elsewhere who are just completely, their goose is cooked with this stuff. I'll get to that in a second, another article. It's important. Whew. Heavy show today. American Financing, folks. I love this company. Spoke to them many times. That's why we took them on as a sponsor. Listen, when interest rates rise, credit card debt gets more expensive quickly, especially if you're carrying a heavy balance. Make sure you're doing what you can do to pay it off faster. Stay out of trouble, especially during these rough times. You can learn more in as little as 10 minutes when you call my friends over at American Financing. Don't waste any time. Do it today. They're America's home for home loans. The process starts with a free mortgage review. There's no pressure, no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees, no tricks, just a simple conversation around the benefits of a cash-out refinance. You can learn about custom options that can help you spend less on interest and pay off your balances faster. It can mean savings of up to $1,000 a month and even more long-term, so why not learn more? If you like what you hear, you could delay two payments and you may close in as fast as 10 days. American Financing. The website's AmericanFinancing.net, not .com. AmericanFinancing.net. Here's the number if you want to give them a call. Do it today. 888-994-7660. The number again, 888-994-7660 or AmericanFinancing.net. Don't wait. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Thanks, American Financing. Folks, here's a little bit of good news to end this segment. Kyle is not the only one. Steve Friend is not the only one. There are more FBI agents coming forward who are tired. They have had enough of this. I sympathize with them. Ladies and gentlemen, I did the same thing. I did not retire from the Secret Service. It is sometimes falsely reported that way. I resigned. There is a big difference, an enormous difference. I left my pension, my health care, every single piece of financial security on the table to get away from what I thought was the downfall of America with the Obama administration. I am not the only one. I'm not even close. There are thousands more. Some just need a little bit of a push to speak out. Kyle said this. It was covered by Deborah Hine in American Greatness, another good article you should read about our interactions in my interview. FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin. Nobody I know signed up to investigate parents who vented at school board meetings. That's not what they signed up for. Now, he does note, sadly, all too many are just collecting the paycheck and don't want to speak out. But they're also more speaking out, getting ready. There's folks, they're getting ready for a big change. And there's going to be a big change in this country, hopefully, in November. All right. Folks, things are going to get worse if you don't remove these people. And not only going to get worse, they're going to get a lot worse. They are I did this segment after the first because I don't want you to believe that any of this is by accident, that, oh, it's just a simple coincidence that the FBI is targeting conservatives. It's just a stack of case files, Joe, and some rookie agent just accidentally pulled out one pro-life case and one pro-MAGA case. That's not what's happening. The liberal Democrats, which own the entertainment community, academia, the activist groups, the money, and politics, are now pushing the FBI, who loves being their enforcer, in the DOJ. They are now pushing them to treat us like enemies of the state. It is not an accident. Trust me, it's not an accident. Here are very prominent Democrats. This former mayor of Atlanta, now Biden administration official, Keisha Bottoms. Here she is on a lefty network, just basically coming out and saying it. This is my bad people hypothesis, that we believe liberals are bad people with bad ideas. They don't believe that. They believe we're bad people with ideas. They want us gone, and we'll use the FBI to do it. Listen for yourself.
What we see again with this MAGA Republican agenda is an effort to disrupt our democracy. So whether it be through November and beyond November, I think it will always be important to call out any effort there is to destroy, essentially destroy, the United States of America.
This is the former mayor of Atlanta. She now works in the Biden administration. This is some fringe official. We want to destroy the United States of America? Again, this is not some fringe lunatic writing for the Daily Beast. This is a Biden administration official who has all the capabilities of pushing government officials with guns and badges to weaponize those guns and badges to go after you. You're an enemy of the state. Oh, Dan, you're being hyperbolic. She just said it. Did you miss it? What's more disturbing, she knows what she said. She knows that the FBI is doing what they're doing, and there's no emergency brake in their behavior. Remember, we as conservatives believe in God-given rights for everyone. We cannot, as a matter of morality, weaponize law enforcement to target political enemies. It is antithetical to our very ideological existence. We're no longer conservatives when we do that. Liberals don't think of the world the same way. Their currency is fear and power, not morality. There's no emergency brake in their behavior like there is on ours. None. None. You may say, well, Dan, that's just a limited example. Really? Here's Hillary Clinton, the Democrat nominee for president in 2016, and probably one of the two or three most powerful Democrats in the country right now with Biden and Barack Obama. Here's Hillary Clinton dialing it up, making Nazi comparisons. You know, Nazis who exterminated millions of people because of their religion. Yeah, comparing a MAGA rally to Nazis. Take a listen.
How did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised.
Right around Rosh Hashanah, too. You think this is all by accident? Nazis. Nazis. Keep in mind, a guy like me is actually on his own personal money, taking a trip to Israel and plans on going back very soon, who supported moving the embassy to Jerusalem, by the way, while Democrats fought against it. Where it's a Nazi rally? By the way, who was the Guy, do you remember who was the president that did that, moved the embassy? Was it? Oh, he says he thinks it was a racist, anti-Semitic Donald Trump. That's right. That's right, Guy. Good job. Joe, can you second that? That was Trump, right?
Moved the embassy. That was Trump.
Yes, it was.
That's his fault.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. That's his fault. Totally his fault. Folks, you have to understand, again, on a very serious note, I wish I didn't have to relay. The liberal movement has no moral compass. Morality is not in their, it's not in their central guiding ideological ethos. It has nothing to do with it. If you are a liberal, you are a liberal because you believe in the pure, unadulterated weaponization of power. It's the only way to implement top-down government, which is what you want. Everything that happens to you in your life will be dictated from the top, your education, your finances, your healthcare, all of it. The only way to do that is to enforce it. If you get out of line, they will crack the whip. That's what they do. There is no morality involved in it. The fact that totalitarian government involves treating people unequally, conservatives one way and liberals another way. Does not bother them one bit. They have no emergency brake. Liberalism has become an ideology of death and power. It has become a death cult. The examples are everywhere. Here's another one. You think these people have a moral compass? You're not worried about them knocking on your door? Here is that lunatic in Georgia who still thinks she's the governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams, who, my Fox show, I don't like to repeat, sarcasm over, but it's worse. It's Sean Davis of the Federalist. He's like, they're really doing it. They're really going to go forward with this babies don't have hearts, developing hearts line now. You may have seen it already, but something, I'm just playing it to kind of reiterate a story from last week. I'm playing it to show you how the entire leftist movement, they have no morality whatsoever. Here's Stacey Abrams, thinks she's the governor of Georgia, thinks she's running for re-election. Democrat liberal nut, claiming that ultrasounds detecting an infant's in the womb's heartbeat is some kind of conspiracy theory to overthrow the earth or something like that. I mean, she is the president of earth if you watch Star Trek or something. Check this out.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
Party of science, as Gee just said, Joe, science. So what was it? Yeah. Someone else I saw on social media said, I was today years old when I found out infants don't have hearts. Yeah, maybe too. So was I. So again, to show you how this movement has no moral compass whatsoever, here is Planned Parenthood, responsible for the termination of lives on a mass scale. So many people that should have existed don't because of this grotesque entity. Here's Planned Parenthood's website before Stacey Abrams. Massive, massive gaffe. And let me tell you something. Not a gaffe in that she really believes this, by the way. They note, this is before. A very basic beating heart and circulatory system starts to develop during week 5 and 6. Wow, that's interesting. Stacey Abrams said the opposite. Said that that's just some conspiracy theory. Well, of course, after Stacey Abrams had to make up the fact that babies don't have beating hearts or something like that because they're the party of science, of course, Planned Parenthood, that is obsessed with the death cult mentality, had to change their website, Joe. Oh, look at this. Look at this. It sounds like a heartbeat on ultrasound, but it's not a fully formed heart. It's the earliest stage of the heart developing. That's a weird change right after Stacey Abrams. So strange. What a big coincidence. Again, you see the death cult? You see the death cult? Before Stacey Abrams, it's a heartbeat. After Stacey Abrams, no, it's not a fully formed heart. It's just a developing heart. Oh, developing. There are differences again. What? Everything stages of development. Your heart's developing from the time you're one until the time you're like dead. There are things happening to your heart. Here's that complete. I don't want to have you guys edit something out. So I want to curse here so bad. I'm sorry. I know. He's like, please. I know. I can't. I know it's not right too. I'm just so. The death cult infuriates me. Let's just call this guy a dipwad for now, although I want to say something else. Probably the single dumbest fact checker on planet Earth, this imbecile at the Washington Post, Glenn Kessler, who cannot stop self-owning himself. He notes, for what it's worth, fetal heartbeat, because he's got to jump in and protect Stacey Abrams. For what it's worth, fetal heartbeat is a misnomer. The ultrasound picks up electrical activity generated by an embryo. Ha! It does! Wait, hold on. Leave this up. Really, Glenn? You moron? Because an ultrasound detects density changes and changes in motion. It doesn't detect electrical activity, you idiot. He says the so-called heartbeat sound you hear is created by the ultrasound. Not until 10 weeks can the opening of closing of cardiac valves be detected by a Doppler machine. Holy Moses. Please find a new job, you moron. An ultrasound is not detect electrical activity, you idiot. Let me take a break. Seriously, it's really hard sometimes for me to control this stuff. We are dealing with people who would love to see the FBI knocking at your door, just like the pro-life author, because you support saving a baby whose heart starts beating at 5 to 6 weeks. Glenn Kessler, would him and his cohort of people, I'm sure they would love nothing more than for you to be both either politically or law enforcement targeted for having pro-life beliefs. It's just disgusting. Okay, take a break here. Some good news. I found a new coffee, which I love because I love supporting companies in the parallel economy. I started drinking their coffee about 3-4 months ago. I fell in love with it. Coffee, Paula is Colombian. She loves her coffee. I was not a coffee drinker early. I got into coffee later. Now I'm obsessed with it. It is super smooth. It has an incredibly bold flavor. Paula and I love it. There it is. Blackout coffee. I like to grind it. So these are the beans. I like grinding my own coffee. This is a patriotic American company. And they are super excited to be celebrating their 4-year anniversary of spectacular, delicious, bold coffee. And they want to thank all their amazing customers by offering giveaways and promotions until the end of this month. Blackout Coffee. It's a small family-owned business. They make sure every bag is freshly roasted while offering amazing customer service and incredibly fast shipping. As you can tell, I love this stuff. I'm a little excited about this commercial. It's because I love their coffee. Blackout Coffee specialty beans are meticulously roasted right here in Florida. They're proud supporters of our troops and first responders. Yes, support the parallel economy and the patriots in it. This company has strong American values. They're not screwing around. Right now, my listeners get 20% off their first order at blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. 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 Or you can use coupon code Bongino. Again, that's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Go today. Seriously, we got to support these companies, support freedom, and more importantly, make a good product. The product's amazing. The coffee's incredible. Here's just one quick tweet from a firebrand pack I found kind of amusing. I just wanted to put out there before I move on to our next piece of video on Biden's impeachment. What? Stay tuned for that. I never heard of this pack before. A firebrand pack, American Firebrand. They put this out and I thought it was kind of funny. So we learned some valuable lessons from Martha's Vineyard, they noted, Joe. They said Martha's Vineyard proved to be the gold standard when it comes to dealing with illegal immigration. So I read that hell. I'm like, well, they did? But they're right. 5 easy steps, Armacost. Number one, reject criminal trespassers. Martha's Vineyard did that. Number two, use military to handle the invasion. Did that too. Fellas, brought the National Guard right in. Number three, remove them quickly. How long were they there, Guy? 44 hours? Yeah, that's it. Remove them quickly. Four, deport every illegal. Got them right to the military base. Number five, take credit. They were applauding when the illegals left. This firebrand pack, I don't know you, American firebrand pack, but I'm happy I found you because you're right. We should call this, guys, what do you think going forward? The MVM, the Martha's Vineyard model. What? They're absent. Like none of this is inaccurate. I like it too because it works. The Martha's Vineyard model, I'm going to recommend all politicians run on that. I've got Adam Laxalt coming on my show, Senate candidate Nevada, later in the radio show. And by the way, the FBI whistleblower will be back, Kyle Serafin. I'm going to ask him about the Martha's Vineyard model. I think that's what we should do. Good question, right? All right, moving on. I had a lot to get to in the next few minutes here. So Nancy Mace is a Republican congresswoman out of South Carolina. She was on with Chuck Todd, always a competitor in the dopey media talking head Olympics. Matter of fact, a medalist, right? I believe it. He's the gold. Is he the gold right now? We got to really update. I'm sorry, folks. We haven't really kept up on that. But Guy knows better than I do. Silver. Guy's like even ice cream. Who's Joy Reid? Right. So I thought so. Okay. But Chuck Todd, definitely a medalist. So she's on with him and Chuck Todd asks her about these priorities if the Republicans were to take the House. If this isn't a reason to vote in November, I don't know what is. She says that there's some rumblings in the Republican caucus about a Biden impeachment. I say, yes, that sounds awesome to me, depending on what happens in the Senate. You know why? If we lose the Senate, it doesn't make much sense. But still, an impeachment? Let's do it. Here, check this out.
You expect an impeachment vote against President Biden if Republicans take over the House?
I believe there's a lot of pressure on Republicans to have that vote, to put that legislation forward and to have that vote. I think that is something that some folks are considering.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. New rules, baby. If we can impeach a president over a phone call, the transcript, by the way, in Ukraine, which completely contradicts what you said were in the impeachment charges, and you can impeach a president for a role in a what you called a riot, despite him demanding people march peacefully and patriotically, then we can definitely impeach Biden for the big guy, foreign influence, the border, Afghanistan, new rules. You need more of a reason to vote? There's one right there. We take back the Senate. Granted, we may not have the numbers, but if we can take back the Senate and we take back the House, I say impeach. New rules, right? Finally, this is an important story I need to get out there. The Democrats have been focused on rigging the next election, possibly even more so than the prior elections they tried to rig too. Fighting against voter ID, unconstitutional changes to election law. These are real things. I'm not debating them because they happen. The Democrats love rigging elections. If they were serious about election security, they would pass voter ID. They wouldn't be fighting for unconstitutional law changes. But something you may not have heard of, Kimberly Strassel has a great piece in the Wall Street Journal. Did you know they've even rigged charities to make sure charities can do kind of what the Zuckerberg scheme did? And by the way, don't forget the Biden executive order. Remember we discussed this a few weeks ago? Biden has an executive order out there for all the federal agencies out there to prioritize voter registration using your tax dollars. It's all rigged, folks. If Republicans did the same thing, right, there'd be massive objections. Now, rigged doesn't mean don't vote. That's just stupid. Even if your vote is worth 99.999% of a Democrat vote, we still have to fight. And the answer is we can start to change this stuff if we get in power. And we have to. There's no reason to quit, ever, ever, period. But there's zero question the Democrats want the process rigged. They want your taxpayer dollars to use the federal government to enroll Democrats and register Democrats. And they want people to be able to get a tax write-off to donate to charities to register Democrats, despite it being specifically prohibited by the charity 501c3 laws. Kim Strassel has a fantastic piece. It's called Democrats' Charity Voter Registration Scheme. She says this. A New York Times article this week confirmed the political reality that Republicans have been slow to publicize. Not me. We've been all over this. Democrats are openly abusing charities to stack voter rolls in their favor. The New York Times story was ostensibly about voter registration groups worried that donors weren't giving enough to democracy-related programs this midterm cycle. That's a quote. But if you read the New York Times story closely, guys, and you notice the story is entirely about Democrats, it confirms a long-standing scheme by which foundations and private donors, these are liberal donors, they funnel tax-exempt dollars into, quote, charities that micro-target and register Democrat voters. This article is eye-opening. They claim it's like multiple times more effective than running TV commercials. You see how the scheme works? Say you're a George Soros type. Give money to a charity, a 501c3, specifically prohibited from using that money for political voter registration. If you're a Democrat group, use it for voter registration. Joe, do it openly. Complain to the New York Times about it. And what happens to you? Nothing. FBI raid at your door?
Uh-huh.
Ha! Hell no, brother. If you were a Republican group doing this, what would happen? Oh, what did happen? The IRS targeted Republican groups, who, by the way, weren't even claiming to be charities. But don't worry. The FBI and DOJ, all on the up and up, folks. Did you get the scheme? A Republican group that's strictly political and you're not even a charity. You're under IRS investigation. Be a Democrat group under the guise of a charity, specifically prohibited from engaging in politics. Go complain to the New York Times that you're not getting enough voters to politically register for the Democrats and nothing happens at all. Strassel's piece, another winner. Joke. Justice. Ha! Justice, my ass. Justice. Yeah, just us, the FBI. That's what it is. All right, I'm going to talk about the election in Italy. I'll get to that in the radio show and tomorrow a little bit. But the media meltdown over the new conservative election winner, Giorgia Meloni, in Italy has been hilarious. Oh, my gosh, we're going back to Mussolini. Just remember, when you call everybody Mussolini and Hitler, nobody's Mussolini and Hitler. They did that. I'll cover that in the radio show in a little more detail tomorrow. And another FBI screw up over Matt Gaetz. Don't miss the show. Thanks for tuning in. please, we got so many new subscribers to the show after the interview with the FBI whistleblower. He'll be on the radio show later. Please, please subscribe. It really helps us stay on the charts. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, and rumble.com/Bongino. You know, that's super important, folks. I say stay on the charts. I should probably tell you what that means. When you log on to these websites, those recommended shows you see recommended for you, that's all based on subscriptions, not necessarily listens. It's all free. So please subscribe. Help us out. I deeply appreciate it. Apple, Spotify, and rumble.com/Bongino. We added 20,000 new users on Rumble as subscribers. Thanks so much. See you on the radio show later.
You just heard Dan Bongino.